Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans and hockey fans of every team alike. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and today we are starting our preview for the Metropolitan Division of the Eastern Conference. We only have a few days left before I'm able to get through all these teams, so here we go. The first four today that we're going to talk about is the one of the Pittsburgh Penguins. And we're going to do the New York Rangers, the Islanders, and the Jersey Devils. Okay, so the first team on the list is Pittsburgh. And a couple of the key talking points today is Jarry on his way back to having a better season? Is Tristan Jarry going to have a rebound? I don't know. Goaltending seems to always be a little bit of a scary issue for Pittsburgh because of bad decision making. Number one, I mean, why do you get rid of Matt Murray? He was excellent. He goes to Ottawa, and of course, years before that, you get rid of Marc-Andre Fleury, and it's just like, I don't know what Pittsburgh's thinking. I know you have Sidney Crosby. I know he's the face of your franchise. I know you got to keep him paid. That's understandable. But without consistently good goaltending, who knows what Pittsburgh could be. And of course, the two other questions I have are the free agent market, the guys they picked up. They picked up Jason Zucker and gave him a 3-year deal. He came from Minnesota. And then, of course, Jeff Carter from Los Angeles. Two veteran players, you know, Jeff Carter being a veteran defenseman, and I think he's going to eat up a lot of minutes and really help. And the left wing play of Jason Zucker is probably going to be more of a third line guy. You know, he's getting up there in age a little bit, but I think he's going to help. So those are the things that are going to happen for Pittsburgh. You know, you got Malkin, you have Crosby, guys that you're certain of. Letang is always very good. So you have your core team and you added a couple of pieces. We'll see how that goes. But still, it's the question mark is goaltending. Will Jarry be good or will he be the same Jarry he was last year? So there's your number one team, Pittsburgh Penguins. The next team on the list is going to be the New York Rangers. And, you know, I looked at what they did, and basically what they did was they got bruisers, you know. And I think that has a lot to do with what happened against the Caps last year. I mean, there's a lot of bad blood with playing against them. And there was a lot of penalties and a lot of just bad blood. And I think they're trying to beef up their defense. But I'm wondering if that's enough. I mean, they got Antti Panarin. He's great. Vezanajad is still great. I still think they should have gone after some more offensive pieces. But it looks like they decided that they wanted to go with size. And Ryan Reeves is one of the guys they picked up from Vegas. And he's going to either be great or it's going to be a double-edged sword with him. He will give you heavy minutes. He will hit hard. He'll play great defense, but he also gets in the box a lot. And I know at the end of the day, that's very much something you don't want. And you wonder how good of a penalty person he is. Because I know sometimes good penalties happen too for good reason. You got to step up for your players. And that's what Ryan Reeves brings to the table. And everything else is just iffy. I mean, Panarin can't do everything himself. Zadajad can't do everything himself. Question is, where's the rest of the scoring going to come from? So there's your two breakdowns on the Penguins and the Rangers. Okay, the last two teams we're going to talk about are the New Jersey Devils And we are also going to talk about the New York Islanders. The New Jersey Devils went out and did a really good thing. They picked up more defense. They picked up Dougie Hamilton from the Carolina Hurricanes. And the only question I have about Dougie Hamilton is it getting too old? And will his presence really be felt? And I think it was a good decision because if you think about it, you know, that's the one thing that New Jersey is. New Jersey is very young. And so you do need veteran presence. So good job for New Jersey thinking that way. Goaltending's okay. They're still a very young team, so I don't feel like they're gonna go very far. Now, last but not least is the New York Islanders. Now, once again, the biggest question for them is, are they finally gonna make the final once and for all? I mean, they have all the pieces, you know? They have the goaltending, they have the players. You know, Mark Barzal's great. They have probably one of the most complete teams in the Metropolitan Division, and they get to the Eastern Conference Final quite regularly. My only question for them, is this the time? Is this the year that they finally do it? You know, Tampa Bay, yeah, they're in the Atlantic, but we're going to talk about them for a minute because they're the team the last 2 years that beat the Islanders out of the opportunity to go to the Stanley Cup Final. But of course, a lot of that team that beat the Islanders has been dispersed and put other places. So they're not gonna have all the players they had Tampa last time to do this, but looks like the Islanders still have the team they've had for a while, which is good news. So everyone, once again, this is a little bit of a preview of the Metropolitan Division. We just did the first four teams. We got four more teams to do, and I'll let you know soon when that'll happen. And once again, everybody, I'm going to go ahead and make this announcement. Please, please subscribe to my podcast. If you go to anchor.com or use the Anchor app and look for the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute and subscribe, I would appreciate it. The more subscriptions I get, the better I feel like this is going. And I have a lot of support because there's quite a few people listening, just not enough subscriptions yet. So please, please, please show your support and I would appreciate it. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Everyone have a great evening.